This is a News.com newsflash.
Luigi Mangione's cellmate has revealed shocking details about the suspected CEO killer. Michael Daddy, 29, who was jailed briefly, claimed he spent two nights in the same unit as Mangione and described details about the suspect's time behind bars, News.com can report. In a TikTok that racked up more than 80,000 views before it was pulled, Daddy claimed he and Mangione hit it off immediately behind bars. Daddy said in the now-deleted video, "I told him, yo, it's an honor to meet you. And he actually seemed touched. Said we were the first guys who even knew who he was or cared." Mangione allegedly responded, "You two are the first kids that came in here who knew who I was or even cared about it." Mangione and Daddy had another pal known as V, and the three formed a unique bond while behind bars. They would often share meals together and talk about religion. He even claimed he received Ash Wednesday ashes with the suspected CEO murderer in March. Daddy said in the deleted TikTok, "We would just eat. He'd grab his tray and come sit with us like clockwork." Mangione's time behind bars seems to be filled with filth, literally. According to Daddy, the suspected killer is a colleague, which means an inmate with an assigned job. Mangione's task is to scrub the communal showers. Daddy claimed in the deleted clip, "He's the guy who cleans the washrooms. Not what you'd expect from someone who allegedly assassinated a CEO, right?" When Mangione isn't scrubbing the showers, Daddy claimed he spends time jogging laps around the unit and looking through newspapers for mentions of his case. The former cellmate claimed in a deleted comment, "He'd have me help look through some to see if there's articles about him." Daddy has been accused of manufacturing more than two dozen untraceable firearms using 3D printers and is currently facing serious charges. He was released on $250,000 bail and is now awaiting his own trial. Mangione shot United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson on a New York City sidewalk as he made his way to a conference in early December. Just days after the horror, Mangione was busted by police in Pennsylvania. While he was being questioned, police found the alleged gun used, multiple IDs and a manifesto in his possession. According to reports, a note was allegedly found in Mangione's possession at the time he was busted by authorities. The note allegedly said, "To the feds, I'll keep this short, because I do respect what you do for our country. To save you a lengthy investigation, I state plainly that I wasn't working with anyone." A few weeks after being captured and charged, the 27-year-old entered not guilty pleas. Mangione is due in court in his federal case in December. He could be found eligible for the death penalty for using a firearm to murder Thompson.
Knowledge. Unfiltered. Unfiltered. News.com. 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 News!
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.